Hurry into Menards and save big money. Stock up on water softener salt for softer skin and cleaner clothes. Diamond Crystal is the perfect choice of salt to minimize water softener tank residue. It helps your soaps and detergents clean better while increasing the life of your appliances and plumbing. Save big on Diamond Crystal products at Menards. And don't forget to check out the flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Y'all to wrench around and wrench it off if I didn't do it right. It is my esteemed pleasure to give you as much as I can today, as this is our only meeting, which is fine by me because I hate meetings. What I want you all to do is try to pay as close attention as possible, but I won't have to beg you or ask you, because if you are a brand, today is your day. Yes? Mm-hmm. All right. For no reason, let's just clap, because you don't know what I'm going to do. For no reason. Okay. Yes. The first thing I want to do is I want to show you all. We've been talking about how y'all selling more stuff, right? But not in a sales way. And let's repeat these three things. You got the three things and the four things. It's real quick. We're going to do it real quick, just so for those of you just catching up. If I were you, I would not multitask, but you grown. And I came here to bless somebody. Do you? Today is blessing. It's my, oh, I'm in my Oprah mood, Kim. Okay. Oprah, you get
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
The only acceptable multitasking is to take notes.
It's to take notes. That's it. Only acceptable. Only acceptable. I picked up a few things along the years. So I'm working on a few major projects at the same time. One, most notably, is my life's purpose, my life's work. Everything is perfect. It's what I live by. It's why It just is what it is, right? It's why I let people have all their free will. It's perfect. It is why I don't argue. It's perfect. I know I haven't argued this year, but I think last year I slipped up and maybe argued twice, maybe three times. Caught myself and was like, you know, I ain't doing it no more. But all in the last 10 years, I could think of five arguments. You understand? Five. Because it's just everything's perfect. You have to catch me slipping. Everything is perfect. It's my life's purpose. And I have a lot of themes coming out with this, everything is perfect. And we've been talking about all this week that you got to get people to listen to you. Then you have to listen to people. And then you have to develop whatever you just listen to what they said. And the way you do that is you greet them with love. You invite them to be family. You make them comfortable and then you show them the way. There's your business model. Easy, been talking about it all week. If you don't, that's the business model, right? No doubt. That's the vision statement. The business model was the other, what I gave yesterday. If your business has no disciples, then don't hijack these words. I'm not worried about religion. I'm just talking about what a disciple is, someone who duplicates the product or something. So if your brand doesn't have someone pulling people to the brand and then making them part of your brand and taking them through a series of steps without your effort, you don't have a business. You're self-employed, but you don't have a business. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. It's all on YouTube all this week. Now, I want to give you something that you don't know necessarily how to do. I'm already doing it. I've done it before. I'm doing it even more. For the book, Everything is Perfect, which you don't know anything about, and I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm already doing stuff. So what I'm going to do is, instead of telling you about the book, I'm going to let you steal everything I'm doing. Sure. Is that okay?
All right.
Trust me, you want to steal these things. Because let's face it, I may be a heathen, arrogantly humble, whatever I am, I'm also good, impatiently patient, but without a doubt, I'm good. We can't deny that part, okay? Can't deny that part. But I want you quickly to know when Everything Perfect is coming out, which I'm in no rush, although I wouldn't even tell you about it. The book comes with a movie. The movie is part two to the book, so to speak. It's not the same content, basically. And we discovered that yesterday. It's two halves of one pie. You should consider stealing this because I ain't done. The book also comes with a 365-day journal that has transformational exercises within it. The book also comes with a 12-week ascension, Everything is Perfect ascension program. I don't know what to tell you about that. There's plenty of people with 12-week programs from, I don't know, Tony Robbins coaching to Sacred Woman, right? There's too many 12-week programs out there. Just pick one. It comes with something like that. There's also another, I keep trying to remember the names. One of my favorite. What's the one that's in the church? It's a national program. It's in the church, but it's for men though. It's like Men of Valor or something. It's for men. I can't remember for the life of me. I keep trying to remember the name. You graduate with shields and armor and stuff. It's national. I know it's at Lakewood, but it doesn't matter. And then there's another one I really love, and it's started by Rick Warren. Yeah. He's in this national program, it's recovery. I forget what it's called, but it's all about recovery. Not purpose-driven life, but it's about recovery.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so there's a lot of programs that help addicts become non-addicts. And believe me, everything that you can think of is sitting in the middle of any organization. Doesn't matter if it's religious, non-religious. ATS is full of addicts and also some of y'all lead this call and do a bump of coke, you know, a key bump real quick. And you'd be surprised. Everything is everywhere. Everything is everywhere. We'll come with a 365-day journal plus a 12-week program. Then it's going to come with its own podcast. Actually, it's going to be a podcast that's going to be converted over. Everybody follow that so far? I kind of said this yesterday, but I ain't done. This is what I'm really saying. Frida, well, let me say, but Sheena and Kim and Arshia and Law and Jerome and Dolores and Phil and Susan, Queen Chi. I know y'all got books. So what I'm really saying is, I'm about to get right to that. I'm about to get right to that. So I know, she says, Ashley, I know y'all got books, right? And I'm saying is your book should come with a movie. I'm going to teach you how. By the end of this call, I'm going to teach you how to do okay, all right, now, y'all going to stop multitasking. I need to do a webinar. Well, we know what? Here's your webinar right here. Okay, here's your webinar. I do need to do a webinar. I do, because I do it well. You saw a webinar yesterday? Yes, go ahead.
I was on a webinar yesterday. I sent Antonio something during the week. I said, does this look like it'd be a good thing to look at and do? He said, oh, that's pretty nice. So I just signed up for the webinar. Of course, the webinar was free, but everything the gentleman talked about, Antonio does. And I said, Antonio needs to do a webinar, because this dude, whatever he was selling, it was to make people's brands go, you know, global and to make a whole bunch of money on and to do things on it. It was basically what he's been teaching us to do, from landing pages to funnels to, you know, going live and making your presence known on social media. Guy charged $19.95, under $2,000. At least I heard him say, because he was like, the first 20 people get this, and everybody else, when you get after 20, you don't get this. He said, okay, yeah, he kept a number. Okay, we got 15 people. That was the last number I heard. But at least 15 people signed up for $2,000. I said, I need Rev to come on to this webinar. Okay, so this what you're doing right now? Yeah, you do it for the people. I'm doing a webinar too, okay?
Guess I'm about to pull this off YouTube, baby. There you go. Genuinely, honestly, I'm going to show you how long I've been doing this. Right? I've been doing this long time, Dolores. Long, long, long time. Long time, long time. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you how long I've been doing this. It's not, I'm going to show you how. Now I'm going to give you the blueprint. And I ain't even got to the pre-orders yet. So when you say, hey, can I pre-order? Yes, you can pre-order. Everything is perfect, but I'm going to show you how. I'm going to show you how. This is, I cannot bless you more than this here. I genuinely can't bless you more than this here. I'm going to show you. Let's, there we go. I'm going to show you everything. In 2018, I was doing movies for no reason at all. Here's one right here.
Although you cannot rescue yourself, you must first come to the awareness that you need to be rescued. Now, this is where you would get it. This is where.
All right, you can catch it on SportsCenter. The point is, right, because that I want to wrench around and wrench it off. The point is, this is not, that's, what is that, 2018? Not hard at all. I'll show you another one. Here's one for an actual book. Y'all never even seen this before. And I stopped it because I wanted to pull the book. It doesn't matter why I stopped it. It's Deanna with Afro.
It's least to everything.
Imagine today is your birthday. You just woke up and you say to yourself, today is my birthday and nobody is gonna ruin it for me. No one's gonna ruin this day because it's your birthday.
Just so you know, so happy and grateful it's coming out soon. Yes, just so you know, that book's coming out soon. And 3 years ago, it was 2022, it's 2019. Put out this movie for it, but I pulled the movie. Don't worry about it. This is unseen footage.
Imagine waking up like that every day when it's not your birthday and having that same attitude. We think we can do it, but it's hard. We rely on outside sources for us to be happy sometimes. We rely on somebody telling us something nice. We rely on buying something that makes us happy. We look outside of the very thing that makes us happy. We make us happy. We have absolute control of what we have in here to make us happy. We just don't do it. We don't use what we have already inside of us that makes us happy. When it's your birthday, you make a commitment to yourself. Today is going to be my best day ever. You waited for it all year. But why can't you wait for every day like that? Out of every year, out of every week, out of every month. Because we don't use what we have inside of us that makes us happy.
Happiness is the key to life. Happiness is the key to success. On your birthday, nothing can go wrong.
All right, you're going to catch that on SportsCenter. Just not, I'm not sending you that link. Don't worry about it. That is, you'll see that again on the Everything is Perfect stuff coming out here soon. You'll see that again. It's like six of those. Don't worry. Now, admittedly, that's hot. I don't care what you say. I know that was hot. You understand? You're right. That was hot. That cut scenes at the right spot and Michelle with the soft voice, all that stuff. All this is easy. I'm going to teach you how to do it. You understand? I'm going to teach you how to do it, but not just that. Not just that. So let's recap real quick. I'm still on point, Dolores. I'm still talking about how to get people to listen to you. And the reason I started off this week with this, because I say, I see trouble coming. Mm-hmm. All them apocalyptic movies, they starting to look real science fact and not science fiction. I see trouble.
Hey, Antonio.
Coming. Yes, sir.
This is the same level of production as The Secret, right?
It's exactly.
And it's kind. Yeah, and it's kind of the same sort of movie, so it's not like full-blown fiction. And here's the thing. The Secret doesn't include really anything new. It's just Napoleon Hill's teachings just wrapped, like rewritten in a book, like using the same method you say to produce content using others' content.
Right.
So, yeah, so she basically wrote the book and then turned it into a movie, and it was actually the movie that blew up the book itself.
That's right.
And
that's
you're right. Basically giving the exact same blueprint she had to become a multimillionaire. That's right. Same thing.
And yeah, hear me? The same thing. And before that, it was another book called What the Bleep Do We Know that became a movie. It was like 5 years before The Secret that became a movie. And the movie blew up that book. It was about two quantum physicists and their assistant, who probably a quantum physicist now because she's brilliant. I mean, just this is not hard. Let's rewind real quick. This is not the time where you look at me and go, he think he all that. Nope. This is the time you listen and you say, I'm still in all that. You hear me? I'm still in all of this. Why? Let me take 2 minutes. Time me, Grace. Get your time. I'm going to take 2 minutes. I'm going to tell you why. I want to frame your thinking. Why? Forget why I'm doing this. That's irrelevant. Why am I shifting all my brand and all these, well, not shifting, but why am I making sure nobody can keep up with what I'm doing? It's basically what I'm doing, okay? Go. The reason why is for two reasons. It's actually one reason, two different ends of the spectrum, two different sides of the coin, or bifurcated, however you want to say this. The one reason is I feel like it. That's the one reason, right? That bifurcation in that reason is my job is to make sure that I'm always ahead of the people looking at me. Then on the other end of that reason, other than that coin, is my job is to always make sure my tone is even. So when you look across all the people that are ahead of you, you say, but I like that guy. Rewind, press play. I didn't even need 2 minutes, Grace. You know what? I'll give an example and that'll fill up the other minute and 45 seconds. Okay, minute and 30 seconds. The reason why I'm doing this, because I feel like it. And I want to make sure that I'm light years ahead. But when you look, when you encounter my brand, doesn't matter when, doesn't matter how, you go, I don't even like people like that, but I like him. Let me tell you, there's a perfect example of this. Joel Osteen. Perfect example of this. I know, folk, can't stand preachers. It's true. Mm-hmm. Can't stand preachers, especially televangelists. Come on now, don't fool me now. Televangelists, don't even like them. You know, I know stone cold hard Baptists. If it ain't King James, it ain't real. You know, I hear Joel go, I just like them. Mm-hmm. Just like them. That's the point. How do you remember? But if you think about it, 2 weeks ago, I told you, I gave you a formula that I'm using. I put my whole ATS sales model up. It's on the internet. It's on there. How to get people to convert from 880 hours to 8 hours to 8 seconds. And when you come across a brand or an energy like Joel's, you wind up getting converted in 8 seconds. 2 minutes is up. I'm about to give you all that. You understand? I'm about to give you all that. I've gotten away from the documentary type things now. Now we're doing a bunch of things for special effects, but I'm bringing it back because everything imperfect is something else. It's incredible. And I can't even tell you what it is. One side of it is a movie. I'll show you how I produced the movie. About it in the next 15 minutes, you'll have full production of movie. You understand? The other side is I make sure that, now this is me, you don't have to do this, but I make sure that the movie is not the same as the book. That's me. You don't have to do that. It's the same, but it's not the same. It's an extension of. It's the best way for me to say that is one pie and it's two halves of one pie. So if you eat the movie, you're like, man, that was really good. I wish I had the other half. You know what I'm saying? Then you go get the book and you're like, man, that was really good. I wish I had the other half. I want people.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
You know, some comics, well, all of the comics really, when they have a comedy special out, they go to the late night shows and then they do bits from that, not just the initial stand-up, but also when someone asks a question, it's because they have like loaded up a story, but all of that stuff is also in the stand-up special. So it kind of dampens the effect of it. And then guys like Louis C.K., Bill Burr, what they do is they just produce new material for the show. So that is the, like, it promotes the actual, like when they go to the interview, the stories promote the special, but when you get the special, none of that stuff in it, it's completely new stuff. So you want people to see the movie and then go to the book first, read the book and go to the movie, less likely. And you want them to not regret having to go through the same stuff again.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because that's exactly, I want you to go, man, he gave me more instead of, man, I could have. Mm-hmm. That's me though. How you treat your brain is how you treat your brain. That's got nothing to do with me. Fair enough. Like I'm the same kind of person. Don't repeat keynotes. I'm certainly not going to repeat information from book to movie, but that's me. That's me. I put that out in the chat real quick. I'm not done. That's 1% of all I'm going to give away today. Grace, read it, please. Just in case you didn't have it written down. There it is.
Book, Everything is Perfect. Movie, Everything is Perfect. 365-day journal and transformational exercises, 12-week Everything is Perfect Ascension program, which is free, and Everything is Perfectly Antonio's Almanac podcast.
All right, now, all of you can thank Anthony Lucas because he was pulling out of me my little formula. You know, yesterday he was like, I'm just trying to get the formula. I'm just trying to get it. And then as we left that call yesterday, I was like, man, well, but I do so much more. So I'll just come back tomorrow and show all the other stuff that I also do. Because he asked one question. Mm-hmm. There was 10 more behind that. So I just anticipated the 10 more, and I'm doing it today. Is that fair? And I know my man Money Cometh appreciates
it. Thank you.
There you go. So boom, y'all got that. Somebody right now, Kim, somebody is going to say, I don't need to do that. Okay, don't. But my question is to you, I got you, Deanna. My question to you is, watch this, hand me that Bible again, Grace. Okay. This is not a Bible anymore. It's everything is perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what this is now. It's not a Bible. It's everything is perfect. Watch how different my book is from yours. Hey, everybody. Tonio T. Smith Jr. I'm so excited. Now, you can go to Amazon and you can get Everything is Perfect. However, if you go to my website and get Everything is Perfect, when you buy the book, I want to give you four things for free. The first thing I want to do is I want to have you with like-minded individual for 12 weeks as good as possible. We want to transfer your soil, disrupt it, have you ascend to new levels, because every life is not just about getting money, it's about attracting it. And it's about making things happen easier and faster. And let's just face it, life is better when everybody around you is better too. Also, I want to gift to you a 365-day journal. So every day you can ascend with me on the same regimen and spiritual practices as I do. Okay? Mm-hmm. Right? Same spiritual practices as I do. Also want to give you a podcast about the teachings, special interviews, episodes, and in addition, we're going to be doing fan episodes and interviews as well. So not only are you going to have the opportunity to host a few episodes, but you're going to have the opportunity to be interviewed as well along your spiritual journey. And then, and most importantly, or even cooler, I want to have you get the movie as well. Now, the movie is completely different, blah, blah, blah. You get the point? That's how my book sounds. Your book says, get my book. I really appreciate y'all. The difference between what I'm telling you and what you're doing is you sound like everybody else. And how can your offer stand out from everybody else? If you write a book and he wrote a book and they've been writing books since the printing press and before that with papyrus paper, and before that, they was doing something else on stones. And before that, they were doing cuneiform. They've been writing. So how is your offer any different? How are you standing out? Everybody got me so far? I got 1, 2, 4 messages already about pre-orders. I ain't even mentioned it yet. You understand what I'm saying? Any questions so far? I promise you this is 1% of what I'm about to give away. Right now, I've only given away 1%. The next thing I'm going to do, even Phil and Susan are going to be like, you know what? That was good. And they seen everything, okay? They seen everything. Go ahead, Dion.
Antonio. Yes, ma'am. I have a book. How do I turn it into a movie?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that already. I'm so sorry. I forgot about that part. So this second thing I would do after this, I totally forgot I was going to do that. Let me show you how to write the script. I'm so sorry. Easy, easy. What you want to do is you want to take the chapters in your books, right? You're going to take the chapters in your books. Everybody got me? Now, chapters in your book. If your book has 26 chapters, then your movie has 26 scenes. Ooh.
Okay.
Take each chapter in your book, make it a scene. Then what you're going to do, in most cases, if it's not just you, you want to get your very good Bob Proctor, the Good Witch, Dee Marie's, Phil and Susan friends that you got, you know, and tell them this is what you're talking about. And this is important. You got two options when you do this, Damani, two options. There's a way they do it. There's a way I do it. Everybody cool? This is the way the way they do it is whatever you think. So I'm gonna skip that way. Here's the way I do it. Is this fair? The way I do it is different. I don't tell Sheena, Queen Chi, what's going on. Sure don't. build a set. I sit there and I go, okay, you ready? All right, you're ready. This is what you're going to talk about. And I say, blank. Any questions? No, okay. Right? No prep time allowed at all. 5, 4, 3. Let's go. Let me tell you why. Because when I do a movie like that, I only pick the experts. And if it's in you, it's going to come out of you. Who know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Come on, Jay-Z, with the one take.
One take. Look, if it's in you, X, to be top secret, nobody knows. I've already done Queen Chi. I ain't lying to you. Hold on. I just want you to see. You ain't going to see nothing. I ain't nothing. You hear me? Mm-hmm. But I want you to see ain't nobody playing.
Come on, Queen T.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Just want you to know that set cold, ain't it?
Yes.
That set cold. Just want you to know I ain't playing no games. We've been doing this. Been doing this for a while. This is just been, that's all top secret stuff. But I just want you to get, I'm trying to get you to see that when I say, okay, Phil, let's give me the hedonic treadmill. This is what we do. So I say, Phil, the hedonic treadmill. Now the hedonic treadmill is when human beings always get happy, Margie. And as soon as they get happy, they find a way to make that new happy normal and they don't like it no more. So every time they get blessed, they take this wonderful blessing that they had, so excited about it. And after 3 days, they were like, ah, well, this old thing. And it's called the hedonic treadmill, is what it's called. Happens every single time. And then what I'll do is I'll wordsmith it. And I say, so Phil, let's talk about that in addition to when blessings go wrong. 5, 4, 3. And I promise you, Phil has a database of knowledge in him to talk about that. The reason I do it that way, because I like my stuff raw. I like my stuff real. So as a director, I don't want practice phrases. You get what I'm saying? You can work in the quotes you always use. That's cool. But I'm only picking people that shine well in Q&A. Mm.
All right, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, last year, we had a little conference in here. People was asking Sheena questions, and she just shined. She just levitated off the ground. She would start glowing, Super Saiyan glow. Because when you know it, you know it. So you understand what I'm saying? When you know it, you know it. And I want that to come off in the camera. Why? This is very important. Because I don't want the movie talking to the camera. I want the movie talking through the camera. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. And when you know what's coming, that's a way that comes up. I'm doing another movie right now called The Geniuses Of. Y'all haven't seen it yet. Well, it's a series. Mm-hmm. These people got the questions weeks in advance. Mm-hmm. That's a different kind of feel I want. But for this, the light don't need no preparation. Anywho, if it's in you, it's gonna come out of you. If it ain't in you, it ain't coming out of you. I know you got a big old keynote, Jerome Nervous, got a keynote, 10,000 people. I'm gonna walk up on Jerome and say, Jerome, you might as well stop studying now. You got 15 minutes. If it ain't in you, it ain't gonna come out of you. There ain't no sense in you stressing. You might as well go to the stage relaxed. You gonna flunk relax or you gonna shine relaxed. Either way, if it ain't in you, it ain't coming out of you. You know what I'm saying? It is. That ain't my rule. It was in the well. Finish it for me, Grace.
It's going to come up in the bucket.
Old folk in Texas been trying to tell y'all that. If it's in the well, it's going to come up in the bucket. It just is what it is. But what you do is you take these themes. If you got 26 chapters, you got 26 themes. Mm-hmm. Each chapter a theme. By theme, what I mean is we can all relate, whether I'm Muslim, Christian, you know, some of us, like me, have been all things. You've been a Mason. You've been a what's the lady? It's the White Rising Stars. You've been a Mason. I tried to be a Rising Star. They wouldn't let me. So they Eastern Star. There it is. Eastern Star. But I'm not a woman. But I let them meet in my fellowship hall. I sure did. Oh yeah, I forgot what they called me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I was a member of Mother's Union. So I was.
Wait a minute, Reverend.
I had Bible study with them old ladies. I sure did.
Chicken salad and sweet
beef. You understand. If you want to know life, you get next to six old women and shut your mouth. Do you hear me?
Yes.
You just let them women talk. When we went to Margie's house, I ain't say a word. I sat there. Margie slipped me some rum, and I sat back, let Dolores and them cut up. All right, just get around women and shut the hell up. You'll be fine. You'll be just fine. You'll be fine. Find a theme, some natural theme in there. Like when I said feel hedonic treadmill, and then I said when blessings go wrong, that's the theme. You do that, what happens is your book and your movie match, but the content is different. You're welcome. Now, let me show you how to prep for this. Yeah. Okay. Did I lose anybody so far? Okay, Grace got a question.
So for note purposes, you take each chapter in your book and make it a scene and a theme, right?
Yes.
Okay.
What? Because... Yes, it's a scene through vehicle or mechanics, but it's a theme through philosophy. Same thing though, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna speak the theme, but the scene is the mechanics of it. One last question.
Your book and your movie match with the theme, but the something is different. I missed what the last thing you said. When you were talking about your themes, you said that way your book and your movie match, but
something. Oh, but the content is different. The content is different. And that's what you want. That's what Ibrahim was just talking about. You don't want people to go, oh, he done charged me twice. He done repackaged the same thing. And what you don't, you also don't want to, it's perfectly fine to strip the audio of a keynote, put it on a podcast. That's free. But if I'm going to pay $24.99, you need to do something. How many of you like me? Now, I didn't spend money. I expect something different to happen. It's okay. I need some old folk. I was just talking to Jerome and them. You understand? If I spend my money, somebody needs to start jumping. Something needs to happen. Because I follow my money. You understand?
Yes!
You get what I'm saying, right? And that's when you get people to spend money. And when you do this, when you package it like this, y'all, you can have your book separately and you can have all the stuff I said for $99. You can have three levels. They did the same thing with Think and Grow Rich when we came out, well, the movie. Mm-hmm. You can have a $99 membership only, $49, or you can have the low level. The possibilities are limitless. Everybody cool. Mm-hmm. Now let me give you, let's take it more practical now and tell you how to do this. Easiest way possible. The easiest way possible is to have a conference from 8 to 5. If you can't do that, then have a 4-hour one. At minimum, have a 2-hour one. Don't worry, I'm gonna bless you. Yes, ma'am.
What's the difference between doing a conference and doing a webinar?
No difference. Because I don't want you charging for this conference. You can, but I'm not interested in you trying to pack the house out. I'm interested in you getting a few people in front of you that you can, how many of you, like me, give you a crowd is going down. Who know what I'm talking about? Come on, don't fool me now. You know, okay? If it's just me and a camera, okay. You give me one person, oh, I feel like it's 10,000. That's all I need, right? So I'm more interested in that crowd pulling out of you what wouldn't be there if they wasn't there. Cool? Mm-hmm. Then hopefully you let that crowd ask questions. Then what I want you to do is I want you to have a grace to take notes. Oh, you gonna trust me? You want this? Because if they ask questions, you're gonna say some stuff that ain't in your script and you're gonna want that down. Mm-hmm. Every class, I got grace taking notes. Now, I ain't got no grace. Well, get your god doggone nephew. You hear me? Get somebody. Get somebody. Or go back and transcribe the notes later. Very practical. Everybody catch me. Very practical. The reason I want you to do a conference is I want you to think about your book, and I want you to take one point of that book, and I want you to kill it. Your favorite concept of it. I want you to slaughter it. Everybody follow what I'm saying? Your favorite concept, you need to drill it for 2 hours, 5 hours, 8 hours.
So, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
For example, with my book, Charm Like a Narcissist, I have a concept where I define charisma and I say charisma is someone who you think is special, making you feel special. I really like that. It just came out organically. I really love that concept.
Right. And I've read his book because I bought like 5 copies. What a great book. The cover is dopest though. And the concept he's talking about can easily become bonus features in his movie, because that's what I'm talking about. Hear me well. 2, 4, or 8 hours. If it's 2 hours, it can go right in the movie. But you're going to obviously cut 2 hours down to 30 minutes. You understand what I'm saying? You're not going to put 2 hours. You're not going to have 2 hours of all your guests and 2 hours of
just
you.
Listening to you. Just listening to you, I had 2 ideas.
Yes.
So number one. So as I said, charisma is someone who you think is special, right? Making you feel special. Okay. Barack Obama is special. He just has to make you feel special and he's charismatic. I make you feel special and you're like, what a suck up, right? The difference is you think he's special, right? So here's an idea. 10 ways to make people think you are special. And then another series, 10 ways to make people feel special.
Mm. Wow.
Because if you lack charisma to any degree, you're not hitting the mark on either you're not making people feel special, because that's Kanye's problem. He's not charismatic because, you know, he's making people feel like shit. Yeah. And we all agree that he's special, but yeah, that's where he's failing. And then the other thing is, people don't think you're special, so they just think you're a yes man if you're making them feel special. So you're either missing out on making people think you're special or making them feel special. So we can have 2, like 1 hour on this, 1 hour on the other, or just like 10 ways. So that's like 10 episodes, a whole series. So yeah, your idea is just like, it's fireworks in my head right now.
Yeah, no, that's good. Right now I've given away 5% of what I'm going to give away. I haven't even got to the pre-orders yet. I ain't even got there yet. I love what he's saying. But think about this. Everybody focus. 2 hours, you can blend that in the movie. So you can have all your guests talking and then you can just be nailing this one point that's at the beginning, end, middle of out the whole film with your editor. Your editor is going to put you throughout the whole movie pushing this one point. If you do 4 hours, same concept, and then like a Blu-ray DVD, you got bonus features. Man, they don't want to hear me, man. They don't want to hear me. And if you got 8 hours, well, now you got bonus features throughout the movie, plus a private program on top of the private program you automatically give it for free. I got you. If it's 2 hours, you can weave that in there. You know, 2 hours get cut to 30 minutes. Everything will get weaved into the movie. You understand what I'm saying? Everything will get weaved into the movie. Because, may I? Do you mind? Why would I? Why? would I do a movie, get, well, let me switch it around. Let me switch around. Why would The Good Witch get him do a movie, have me in it, have some Ascended Masters in it, and then sit next to us and do what she got us doing? That's like getting married and you look like your bridesmaid. I started giving from a male perspective, but I knew if I did that one, that'll sit in there. You can't look like them. This your day. You understand what I'm saying? All right, good. So your part has this, wow, she must be in front of 10 million people. You basically do it a TED talk or some big conference, great audio, great quality, right? Great everything. Inside of the interview type thing. I'm not just telling you, I'm not just telling you what I'm doing. I'm not just giving away my secrets. I've already done this. Yes.
Oh, this is so good, man. This is so useful. Yeah,
it is.
That little bit of differentiation is just gonna, like, that contrast is gonna look so great. Wow.
Yeah. Because it's going to be, because that contrast is going to make it a movie and a documentary. And if you really pull it off, then if you really be like Antonio, then what you do is you have behind. Can I tell you what everything in a perfect movie looks like? Do you mind? Exactly what I'm talking about. And then it's got these behind the scenes footage, like a vlog of me prepping. Okay, y'all, you ain't gonna believe me if I tell you. So let me tell you what the Everything Perfect movie. I shouldn't even tell you. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you. I basically did Kings of Comedy format. Yeah, remember that
mm-hmm.
when they at the radio station, yeah. They talking and stuff, right? You get they behind the scenes playing poker and stuff. Yeah, that's you got that. You got Antonio doing that while everybody else is talking, and in between the talking, you get to see me raw form. Changing lives, doing the things that I do. Plus, at some point, there I am, killing it in front of a lot of people. And it's all part of the secret style documentary. Mm. I would never do something regular. I don't know how. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because that's not my job. My job is to take what has been done and do better. Okay. You understand what I'm saying? All right, good. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, I would play Kings of Comedy, but I'm gonna get hit with a copyright. Yes, go ahead, Grace.
Can you go back? So I've gotten, if you got 2 hours, a 2-hour conference, you can weave it into the movie. I know everything's gonna be weaved into.
Oh, I got you,
if you got 4 hours, okay.
Think about your website, and we're talking about member perks. Because obviously this is going on your website. You're going to have a membership website. You understand? And the reason I'm doing this is because why would Ibrahim let Amazon get name, number, and email?
We would like to thank our friends over at NordPass for supporting this episode of B2B from A to Z. See, being an entrepreneur, there are passwords everywhere. Bank accounts, CRMs, email accounts, and much more. And being a person with an everyday life adds even more passwords to track. It's easy to forget a password, have a weak password, or use the same password across multiple accounts because it's easier. Well, NordPass had all of this in mind. NordPass is more than a password manager. It's the essential cybersecurity tool that makes everyone's life easier and safer. I had bank account cards showing up to my home that I didn't apply for. And this bothered me a lot, like, I mean, majorly. I had to call the banks, report it to the credit bureaus, and I changed every password that I could remember. See, if I had NordPass at the time, I wouldn't have even had to worry about this. But now that I have NordPass, I don't even worry about it at all. See, NordPass is a simple, easy-to-use, and very secure password manager created by the cybersecurity experts who built NordVPN, the advanced online security and privacy app trusted by more than 14 million users worldwide. And not only are your passwords in one place, You're also safe from being hacked, identity theft, and much more. See, with NordPass, you can have all your passwords in one place. You can generate secure passwords that you don't have to worry about being hacked. You can securely store your credit card information, your personal details. And NordPass is a zero-knowledge password manager, which means that no one else but you can see what's in your encrypted vault. Not even the NordPass team can see it. So get an exclusive NordPass deal plus one additional month for free at www.nordpass.com/xxxxx or use the code B2B at checkout. Again, that's nordpass.com/xxxxx5x's or use the code B2B at checkout.
A physical address when he can get it. It's not that I don't mind you going to Amazon. I just strongly prefer you not to. Y'all want that number one bestseller. I want the data. You can forget that little badge. You know what I'm saying? You can forget the little badge. I ain't, you keep the little badge. I want 10,000 name, number, phone number, email, physical address, and a bunch of people back there going crazy about what I just did. Why? Here's the whole point of, well, here's one of the points of this, Margie. And I can't stress this enough. And if you don't start acting like this, I don't know what to tell you. I want to be collected. Okay, listen to me very carefully. The reason why Tony Robbins and Les Brown and Zig Ziglar and all those greats who are far better than I could ever dream to be of got great, because after they finished talking, you collected their cassette and took them home. You took them home to that tape pot. To my tape pop. who remember the tape popping and putting the little paper in there so you can record over it or getting the pencil and you having to do that thing right there because it. Cool. Well, let me pause real quick. Dolores, tell us about the events, please. Please. Were we supposed to be raising the money today? Is that today or is that tomorrow? Monday? Did she do it?
Today.
Today? Okay, good. All right.
That's up to you whenever you want to do it. But
when is the event?
Saturday. Next Saturday. March 26th.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do a little bit today. And then we'll do a big party. We'll have a party Monday for it. That's what we'll do. Okay. Big party Monday. Go ahead, please.
Okay, so basically, it's my Divine Connections 12th magazine anniversary. I'll be celebrating 12 years. We're going to have at least over 20 vendors, 6 speakers. We're going to be celebrating women. Tickets are $45. I'm going to have some little gifts for them. I don't want to say what all I'm going to give to them, but they'll get a couple of little treats, and it'll be custom by Divine Connection. And so we got a couple of cosplay groups as well. And so we're going to be celebrating at least 50 to 100 women to be in the building. And we're just going to network and celebrate and connect with each other, find out what every person provides, what are their services, what they do. And we're going to make a big network and build from there.
Yeah. Ooh, do me a favor. And that's in North Carolina area. Do me a favor. Put out where they can get your ticket.
Okay.
And then also put out your Cash App. That's how much you do. The tickets are $45. If you don't have $45, put some on it. You know what I'm saying? Put some on it. Go ahead, drop $23.22. Go ahead and do that. Don't let gas get you down. It's $4 a gallon right now in Texas, and that's pretty serious.
Yes.
When gas is $4 in Texas, I start to notice. Because Texas don't do stuff like that. We too Republican for that. We don't do that kind of stuff. We don't. So I don't know what the hell y'all going through. Y'all got to be at $6. Because if we at, it was $3.99. I said, everybody suffering then. Because Texas don't do that. You think I'm lying. You just go look up Texas. We will shoot you if you try. to do something like that. Texas is crazy. So there it is. So while I'm talking, if I've given you value, give her value, we're going to rate it. We'll do the same thing for you when your books come out and all sorts of like that. Buy the thing or please donate to her Cash App. And Monday, we're going to have a big party about it. I'm going to do something special. We're going to do a party about it and do something special. Cool. What I was saying, Grace, is you're going to have 2 hours. That's going to be weaved in. Other stuff going to be extra. It's some bonus footage. Right? You know how you're a bonus footage. You're going to have bonus footage and all that stuff like that. Basically, that's what it is. 4 hours, you get more bonus footage. 8 hours, you got a whole nother program. You get what I'm saying? A whole nother program. Cool. And your favorite point in the book. At this point, this is the only time I'm asking you, unless you Ibrahim, because he's probably climbing a mountain right now. He does stuff. He does stuff like that. He really does. He'd be listening and jogging a trail all at the same time. Unless you him, cut your cameras on. Unless you're on the toilet. Come on back. I'm about to bless it, thee. I'm about to do something I ain't never did before. Never, ever, ever did this before. Pre-orders. This is what, well, yeah. If you're naked, please keep your camera off. Or change the whole phone call. I'm going to go to OnlyFans real quick. I'll make money off you. Pre-order. Step one. Do not miss this. Step one, you're going to say, well, I'm sorry. Let me back up. I made assumptions. Just keep your cameras on if possible. I want you do not multitask. This is not the time. You're going to pre-order your books. You're going to have people pre-order. You hear me? Okay. Yes. You know, if you're incapacitated, please. I'm not trying to be offensive. I just want you all do not go on Facebook. Don't do nothing. You just sit here. You say, I want to pre-order my book. And you go, hey, y'all buy my book. No. Why would you do that? That makes no sense. Let me help you with your pre-orders. You're going to have a 4-step pre-order. On your website, on your Facebook page, it's going to say, step one, watch the blank trailer, whatever the name of your book is. Step one, watch the Good Witch trailer. I'll show you what a good, what you call it, book trailer looks like. Code of the Extraordinary Mind. Let me show you. Wrench around, wrench it off. Do not. All I'm doing today is giving y'all as much value as possible, and then I am going to take the rest of the day off. Share my screen. Here it is. Boom. Code Extraordinary. You see it?
Yes.
Code Extraordinary Vision. Here's his book. You can get all here. Blah, blah, blah. So your website looks something like this, but watch.
For thousands of years, from generation to generation, we lived by rules. Rules that were passed down by our ancestors. Rules that fed us definitions for every aspect of our existence. On who to be, what to do, how to live. Rules on culture, on religion, on sexuality, on education, on gender, on family, on career, on identity. Some of these beliefs got better over time. But many of them do us more harm than good. They hold us back from our true potential, our true identity, our true self. They were indoctrinated onto us, programmed into our minds by our parents, teachers, leaders, educational systems, society, media, and politicians. But what if you gave yourself permission to question everything you've ever believed in? What if you could eliminate the rules that have held you back and create new ones that build you up? Imagine what your life could be if you could redefine your own meaning of happiness, your own meaning of career, your own meaning for success, love, and fulfillment. It's never too late to start over, to give yourself a clean slate, to change the outdated laws that have held you back and make you question what if to start living the life that is truly yours, a life that is extraordinary. It starts when you learn to question everything.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That's Vishen Lakhiani. And if you don't know who he is, he's the CEO of Mind Valley. Now it makes sense that's one of my most favorite books of all time. My number two favorite book of all time. Hear me well. Please don't fade out. I did what I'm about to tell you to do. Was so happy and grateful. It was out for 8 months. I pulled it. There was had a good publishing deal. And then there was some sort of power struggle. So blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. Not with me, with them. So I pulled it. So most people never read it. However, we did 3,000 pre-sales. Whoop. And in 45 minutes, I was number one bestseller of all self-help. 45 minutes. Do you hear me? I'm about to give you that formula. All right, I got your attention now, Jonah. All right, can we sell something like 8,000 copies of the book?
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
For every 10 minutes, you were basically getting 6 months worth of my sales.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Step one, you're going to say.
I sold 200 times better than the average self-published author.
Exactly.
And then you did it like 60 times even better.
Exactly.
Per minute.
And most people can't. So this is, remember, y'all, most people don't sell. They sell like 100 copies of their books, and that's it. Most people never get to 10,000 copies. Never get to 10,000 copies. You know, 1,000 copies is, you know, the lucky Ibrahims of the world and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to sell books. Nobody makes money off of books. They make money off the programs. Step one, watch the trailer. Y'all ready? Mm-hmm. I'm a copy and paste exactly what was on the website as I had it. That's step one. Watch the So Happy and Grateful book trailer. Step two is cold. What that say? Damali, read it. Read it, Damali. I told you, don't multitask. I told you.
Okay. Pick your bonus. Buy 1 to 2 copies and get the Keep Walking bonus. Anyone who pre-orders 1 to 2 copies of Kill Your Loser is going to get a digital edition of my first book, Keep Walking, for free. This book sent me on an emotional roller coaster with each chapter. In the beginning of each chapter, I was sad and sympathetic of Antonio's story. By the middle, I was able to relate in some form or circumstance in my own life. By the end of each chapter, I was picked back up and empowered when I learned the lesson, only to start over again with the next chapter. This book is a great read for people of all walks of life. Antonio definitely encourages the reader to reach their maximum potential in life, become a better person, and share themselves with the world. ALB.
I have no idea who that is. Mm-hmm. Now, that's one of the reviews from Keep Walking. That's Kill You Lose It. Should say So Happy and Grateful. That's my fault. This is your formula. Step two, pick your bonus. If you order one or two pre-sales, you're going to get another book of mine. You got me? And a digital copy. And here's a testimony of that. It's 1 or 2 books. Yes, please.
How many bonuses do you recommend we do?
I recommend you do whatever made me sell 3,000 pre-sale copies is what I recommend. So whatever I did is what I recommend you do. Do you understand? But y'all grow. But you grow. Here's the set. Y'all get that? Dude, but can you automatically see how I'm saying, Kim? I hope he didn't think he was coming here to buy one book, boo-boo. I'm not pre-selling one book. Yeah, you think I am? Hey, one book. I ain't no one book man. You gonna get you at least 2 books. Yeah. I'm automatically hedging the bet in my favor. Then here's the next section that says, we'll pick another bonus. What you mean? Read it, Grace. It's right here.
buy 3 to 4 copies and get I Changed My Mind audio series. Anyone who pre-orders 3 to 4 copies of So Happy and Grateful.
Hold on, Grace. They wasn't ready. This ain't step 3. This is all in step 2. And just so you know, step 2 keeps going for quite some time. You're welcome. You're very welcome. I'm saying get 3 or 4 books. That's why I say pick your bonus. Get 3 or 4 books and you're going to get this audio series you ain't even know I had. Keep going, Grace. Wrench it off.
Let's see. Anyone who pre-orders 3 to 4 copies of So Happy and Grateful is going to get the downloadable audio series of I Changed My Mind, which is a 10-part series that using philosophy and sacred texts to teach you the importance of character and how to transform yours to get people to fall in love with you and help you reach prosperity faster. Plus, you also get all of the buy 1 to 2 copies bonuses.
So if you get, see, I've been doing this since before y'all knew Kickstarter existed. Forget going to Kickstarter. I am Kickstarter. I am GoFundMe. Yeah. Okay. Wow. 3 to 4 books. You're going to get this audio series. Plus, I'm going to go ahead and give you what 1 and 2 got. I sure hope y'all hear me. Then, Jerome, I'm still taking it easy. I ain't gonna bother you. I'm still taking it easy. This is all this stuff is dope. I'm still taking it easy on you. Oh, it's too much. Hold on. Of course, I'm gonna say what's come next, Doris. You gotta get 5 to 9 books, don't you? So if you buy 5 to 9 books, I'm gonna split this up in 2. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of it, Grace. Buy the 5 to 9 books, what you're gonna get is a membership to Plant Better University, which don't even exist no more, right? I mean, kind of, right? Don't even exist no more. Plant Better University, plus you get all this other stuff. You get, anyone who buys this, you get access to my own personal, look, Phil has it, right? Y'all see the books, I have been grateful? You can't even get that no more. That's like an NFT now. You can't even get it. You see it, and it says 50 plus videos, blah, blah, blah. Can I keep going? Then I say, well, you know what? Ain't nobody playing around here. Queen Sheena. How about we gonna get, if you get 10 to 24 books. See, I need y'all to see what I'm doing. Get 10 to 24 books, you will get over 50 hours of my whole sales funnel mastery and blah, blah, blah. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And then anyone who, and then there's an explanation right there. You get this, you get this, you get that, you get that. Plus everything I said before that. Right there, I'm already telling you, please know I'm a big deal and people are buying 24 books at a time. Can you see the difference between your pre-orders and my pre-orders? My pre-orders are saying, I'm gonna need you to go ahead and buy 24 books. Corporate, brand, don't matter. Wrench around, wrench it off. Remember, this is not about being the best writer. This is about being the best seller. Remember that. There is a big difference. There is a big difference. Then I say, you know what, man, I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't gonna lie to you, Kimfo. What I need you to do next, if you don't want to pick that one, Law, go and get 25 to 74 copies. I'm trying to tell y'all, folk was buying 100 copies at a time. And what do you get for that? You're going to have to organize your own thing. So it's plenty here. I'll show it to you. It's plenty, but you're not going to have, like, I only copy and paste it this much. You get it? Mm-hmm. Watch this here. 75 to 149 copies. 150 to 299 copies. 300 to 499 copies. And I'm going to stop right there because now it gets real interesting. It gets real interesting now. When I get to 500 to 999 copies, oh, now we really talking. Grace, read it.
Buy 500 to 999 copies and get the book signing plus 3-hour event keynote bonus plus and get lifetime access to the executive level membership of the ATS Business University. Only 10 of these left. Only the next 10 people who pre-order 500 to 999 copies of So Happy and Grateful will get a 3-hour keynote speech and book signing with me at their live event. The event will also be promoted through social media and podcast network to my 2.3 million a month network.
Well, I tell you.
Antonio.
Yes, sir.
Dude, this is what basically the music business did with track sales. It's like, hey, you buy track, you get merch. It's like, then you can, of course, even your shit single can go to the Billboard Top 100 if you're just giving them a lot, merch. And because you've been in the music business, you've owned a label, you understand this. Exactly. And now magazines are starting to do this. See, free magazines do not get to count their eyeballs or even boast them because no one cares. But if someone pays for your magazine, then you can make a lot of money advertising to them. So what magazines like New Yorker are doing is like, hey, get a subscription, you're getting a tote bag. And it's the same stuff with books. You can get like legit lots of book sales by simply asking yourself, what is it that I have that people value enough to spend the money they're spending on the book? So even if the book was literally just a piece of paper with no value, what could you offer to make them buy like 500 of those? And that's the only reason anyone is going to buy more than one book, because you just need to read it once, right?
That's right.
So basically your model is you've extracted it from your experience in the music business. And it's basically what big labels do. They repackage their artist single with the merch. So you can literally do the same even with merch with your own book. So it doesn't have to, though it's much cheaper to give digital products, but you can also, like, if you really want to have those accolades, like 2,000 sales, 3,000 sales, if the promotional stuff is so good that people who have never heard of you will just get a copy just to get that stuff, you can, like, have 100,000 sales easily.
Easy.
Which no one on this call could get with just their brand. This tactic alone is going to let them sell a million copies if they have the resources to just give that kind of value.
Y'all hear it? Mm-hmm. It's 100%. Everything he's saying is 100%. Don't sleep on this. Do not sleep on. Don't sleep what he's saying. Don't sleep what I'm doing. Because I ain't got to do it. So I don't know what to tell you, right? Don't sleep on this. Here is, watch this here. Buy 1,000 plus copies, Jerome. Man, get to spend 2 days with me. I only got 5 of these left. I'm going to come out and I'm going to hook you up. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming to you or you coming to me. We're going to take good care of you. You buy 1,000 copies. We building something for you. You hear me? That's what we doing. If that don't make no sense to you, and if you're saying this is golden and what I've been waiting for, there you go. Queen Chi just said that. Just give me a few more seconds and then you can cut your cameras back off. If this don't make no sense, then this is what I'm gonna do for you. I just put it in a document and put it in the chat, and you better go grab it from the chat. Which, by the way, I fixed that setting so y'all can download the chat now. We had it turned off by accident. Did you hear me? Everything that I did, word for word, steps 1 and 2 is all I went through. Step 3 says, complete the form. And it's going to have a form. How many books did you pre-order? And then, real slick-like, it has this one message in here, y'all. This website isn't up no more, so don't go to this website. Right under step 3, it say, help spread the word, Dolores. I will randomly select and sign books for 5 people who copy and paste this message. Copy and paste this link. That's all under step 3. Yep. But the good thing is you got the document. It's all under step 3. And then under step 3, I give you the full table of contents of the book. Now, I already know I'm a brand, and it's cool. But I've added so much value right here. If I ask people who is ready to pre-order one of my books right now, you get what I'm saying? You really don't have too much of a choice because you put out that value. And there's folk out there, like Sheena has so much. I can't even name all the stuff that she has. Easy to pull this off. Easy. It's easy to pull this off. And I just gave you the template. Is that fair? Money coming? What that sound like? It's in the chat.
Sounds good to me. Very good. And Grace, you did an excellent job of fixing the chat. I was writing it all down for the days I couldn't get it, but you fixed it. Thank you. You
fixed the chat. There you go. All right, so y'all see it. Now that website don't work anymore. I switched websites. I think I'm at about 90% of what I was gonna give away, Jerome. Y'all looking so good.
I'm still hung up on packaging because this opens up so many doors. You know, just like music industry, you know, the term industry plant, it's literally picking up anyone who no one really wants to listen to and just making them the hottest star. That power is now within our collective with books. We can turn anyone into a well-established professional speaker charging like thousands, tens of thousands of dollars. Why? Because they've sold 10,000 books. Because no one really knows that they might have not even written the book. And then secondly, nobody might have actually bought the book itself. They're buying like, because there are t-shirts attached to it, there are long keynote opportunities, there's media coverage opportunity. You can latch on anything. It's like, hey, I'm selling this book for just $9 and you buy this and you get featured in one of our media publications, for example. Anyone would do it for $9.
Anybody would do that.
And now the book is irrelevant. We just created that offer that's just like it will sell it 10,000 times over. And suddenly this person who's not even written a book has sold books with his name over 10,000 copies. It almost feels illegal because now this person is going to get contracted by corporations to come and speak on the subject that he's an expert on.
This is
like the industry plant method, but with professional speakers and experts and influencers.
Yeah.
This is crazy. There's so many, like you could literally do a whole series about potential bonuses that you can attach to a book to get that many pre-sales.
Yeah, I hear that. He's right. So I got three more things for you. And I hope there are blessings to you. I am slick. Snake. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just want to let you know that you're going to have to talk to me offline.
Yes, sir.
Because you know you just messed up.
Yes, sir.
Number one, half of what you just said has already been running through my head.
Come on, man.
Privately. And I say this mofo is in my dreams and he ain't got no damn business being there, but that's another story. And then I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. If I take this and put it with my three book series.
Come on, Jerome.
I say, what the hell?
Come on, Jerome.
So we got to talk, dude, okay?
Yes, sir. All right? Yes, sir.
I'm sitting there going, oh my God.
I'm at your service. I'm at your service.
Man, you done messed me up, dog.
I'm at your service, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. I got three more things for y'all. And in my opinion, they all better than what I've done so far. I want to show you, tell you, et cetera. Ibrahim gets it. Let me tell you why I started this. I don't have a humble way to tell you this. I just thought I deserve people to pay me to write books. Sure. My confidence is just sky high. And one day I said, people ought to pay me millions of dollars to write books. And so I start researching. What does it take to get a major book deal? Because we had a major literary agent, but at the time, and this was 2011 or something like that, I wasn't as big as I am now. They wanted me to have a big big name to do the book. And at the time I was being mentored by Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen was going to do it. But then I just say, don't worry about it. And I wound up not self-publishing, but going to a smaller publisher. I'm going to a smaller publisher. And I bought that book back, started my own publishing company. And it never, I'm a get down and lay down kind of dude. You know, I'm still from the hood. You know what I'm saying? I'm from where most of the scriptures that was read was tattooed on somebody's forearm. That's where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling you where I'm from. You know, we had scriptures on people's arms. That's the scriptures we read. You know what I'm saying? And I still got the attitude about me. So I start saying to myself, so I started doing some research. You sell 10,000 copies on an ISBN. You made your book deal material. And I've got multiple books with 10,000 copies plus. Audience, huge. Y'all not hearing me. And what I've been doing is I've been prepping to take my books to major publishers. So I've been writing them to become movies. You don't have to believe me. Here is one of my major projects I'm working on right now. Woo! The Cities of Solaria. It is a 4-book post-apocalyptic series that has the same character, main character, and a few other characters. I'll show you again. Hold on. I don't want you to sleep on this. Because I did all that pre-selling stuff for this. I got 3 major projects coming out. This is one. Everything is Perfect is another. That's in post-apocalyptic fiction. The one you just saw. Everything is Perfect is something I'm not even going to tell you. And then Resegregation. Y'all seen the movie, some of y'all, and said this needs to be at the film festival. Because I put my foot in it. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody, this I said I got 3 things to tell you. I just 1-2-3'd you real quick. I just 1-2-3'd you real quick. Please listen. But I'm trying to tell you is be more strategic with your life. That this is a game and the code can be cracked at any time. It took a while for me to crack the code, but I cracked it. So while everybody be thinking I'm doing this, no, I'm not. I play long-term game. Back in 2017, I was making steps for 2022 just so I can say, who's your publisher? Not too small. If you're not paying me $1 million to write a book, I feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? This is just what I feel about myself. My confidence is sky high. This is what it is. Therefore, I want to show you what I'm talking about. One of my major books coming out is called Resegregation. I've been working on it for years. You hear me? Years. It's called, and I'm going to share the note with you. The Facts of the Black Oppression, The Facts of the Black Solution, and The White Ally. I've been working on this book for years. This is just the notes, stuff I've been looking at, right? Blah, blah, blah. Look, you can't see. You can't see. Look how long it is. 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 Look how long this is. I got articles and newspaper clippings from 1600. I'm not joking. From 1600. I got them.
So,
you know what? Y'all gonna multitask anyway. So let me just show you what I'm talking about. Let me show you what I'm talking about. What we're gonna do is I'm gonna take, if I can't convince you in the next 10 minutes, and I'm done. If I can't convince you in the next 10 minutes that this works, if you feel like, I'm gonna tell you, I'm going for millions of copies sold each time, Damali. And if what I fit to do, if it don't work, then stop following me. This is how strategic I am, and this is how much I'm not playing with the game. Oh, wrong one. This is how I'm not playing. Here's Resegregation, the movie, December 3rd, 2020. Mm-hmm. Purposely didn't say nothing. It's a movie. And And what I want you to do is I want you to pay attention to, this is a book, for God's sake. I want you to pay attention to what I'm doing.
I come here today to talk about how I feel. And I feel like that we are treated differently than other people. And I don't like how we're treated. And just because of our color doesn't mean anything to me. I believe that.
You're doing great. You're doing a great job.
And don't stop the clock. Do not stop.
We are black people and we shouldn't have to feel like this. We shouldn't have to protest because y'all are treating us wrong. We do this because we need to and have rights.
Go ahead. Let her talk. Go ahead.
I've been born and raised in Charlotte. And I never felt this way till now. And I can't stand how we're treated. And it's a shame that our fathers and mothers are killed and we can't even see them anymore.
That's right.
It's a shame that we have to go to that graveyard and bury them. And we have tears, and we shouldn't have tears. We need our fathers and mothers to be by our side.
What you're about to listen to is a conversation between two people with two very different backgrounds, but no agenda except for the agenda to want to find a solution and bring together closer our brothers and sisters that we all share this world and share this country. This is coming from the USA, but really worldwide with.
Poverty is not holy.
All right, let me stop right here. Hold on. I'm sorry about that, because I'm not trying to get you to watch the whole thing. You got to watch it on your own. This is 2 years ago. The book still ain't came out. Watch this here. It's got a bunch of stuff in here. I can't help you. You got to help yourself. But watch.
You want to be able to focus more on business ownership. So specifically Black people, that if we...
If I hear all this, it makes me like happy that, you know, people are having these conversations, but still discouraged that, you know, I'm at a disadvantage. So I want the mindset that someone should have, because I feel like it's not.
Let me pause. Please know why this is happy now. Oh, this conversation did go happy the whole time. Okay.
A good mindset to be like, oh, I'm at a disadvantage and, you know, kind of like, I'm not going to get ahead because of that. I feel like it's a lot better to flip the script a bit on that, but I want to hear it from Antonio.
Get yourself out the middle class, black or white. If you're poor, you already got problems. But if you're in middle class, you still got problems. Because if you're in the middle class, and if you're over 60, you are basically, if you're a 60-year-old white man in the middle class, still working, you might as well be black. You might as well be young and black. Because they're getting ready to force you into retirement, right? But they are. This world is not going to be kind to your grandfather if he goes to work or is still working. It's not. It's not, because they're going to replace him with you. They pay you less and you're faster and you know you can computer program and all sorts of stuff. All of my words to all of us as a community, no divisiveness whatsoever, is get yourself out the middle class and get yourself out of poverty. You want to get out of poverty, because this whole 3-hour conversation has been about poverty. It really has. It really, really
has. That's actually true. That's why.
Yeah, absolutely. You want to get out the middle class, because millionaires the new middle class. The reason why you want to get out the middle class is because you're not being treated fairly. The poor can't pay taxes and the rich don't. I promise you, you pay more taxes than me. So you, the burden's on you. If Exxon spills oil in the Gulf or Pacific, they're not going to pay for that. They don't pay taxes. You're going to pay for that, mm-hmm. right? You're going to pay for that cleanup. So my advice to all of you is to focus on your money. I'm not making this about money. I'm making this about your legacy and imprint on this world. You owe it to your next generation to give them a fantastic start, like Gavin had a good start because of the hard work of his grandfather and the grandfather before that. But let's say you are like Gavin, you got you a good start. Gavin, please know this, they're going to oppress you. Doesn't matter if you're white. Because mm-hmm. there's debt slavery that doesn't give a damn if you're white or not.
Yep.
They don't care. What they want is for you to pay as much taxes as possible. And that has no color on it. Mm-hmm. No classism on it.
Yeah, except green.
They're gonna make, right. Yeah, they're going to make sure that. So those will be my words to all of you. Get out the middle class. The middle class is a trap. I don't mean that you're failing. I mean that the system has failed you. The most lied to generation of planet Earth has been baby boomers. They were sold an American dream that no longer exists. And by the time me and Gavin get up there, there ain't no Social Security for us, brother. I can't see a foreseeable future how we would have it. So that would be my words, man. I tried to be as unifying as possible and bless as many people as possible mm-hmm. with that.
No,
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, don't worry about red or blue. Worry about your money.
Like I said, if anyone could take away anything from this, if it's a tactic, if it's someone we talked about, great. But literally just the ability to do what Antonio and I did, if you can implement that in your life and talk with someone who you think you might disagree with something on and talk and get to know them more and know why they think that, I just think that's going to change everything. Will it happen? Realistically, I don't think so. Do I want it to happen more than anything? And I think that there is a chance. Realistically, no, but I think there is honestly a chance with the internet. Yeah. And I'm just really fortunate that
I agree.
That, you know, we have this thing. I thank you and appreciate you very much, Antonio.
Pay attention. Thanks for watching. That's all I want you to see. Been doing this.
Nice. Nice.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to be on the next panel.
Get a chance, go to AZS TV and check that out because that's worth a watching. And there's some good information in there. Yeah. So what you gave us today is almost kind of sort of like that. Because that was the interview with you and Gavin, but when you were talking about having different people,
yeah,
like to do it with different people would be like I see the concept of, but that is the movie type. It's funny because when I think movie, I'm so programmed, I guess. Like I stopped watching movies for a long time. Mm-hmm. Like I did not like social media. I am like Will Smith and iRobot, like any new thing I was not really doing. So when y'all talk about movies, like when I first saw The Matrix, I thought it was a movie. When I seen The Matrix, when you broke it down in one of those classes, that one mm-hmm. thing, I was like, this shit, that's no wonder these people is crazy. No wonder they're questioning everything. No wonder they're looking at everything. So even the movie is not as much entertainment, but you know what I mean? It's actually yeah. documentary stuff and people are talking and that is what they consider to be a movie.
Right, right. No doubt. And let me tell you, let me show y'all because we're completely done. I'm trying to show y'all when you do it for real. Like here it is. Well, you just saw it, but I can't fast forward it, but it's watch how, so it says, thanks. I got so many different people. More people watching on ATS TV than watching on YouTube, waiting for this book to come out. You know what I'm saying? waiting for the book to come out, but watch how it's going to end with the whole Hollywood thing. Look, like real talk. You know what I'm saying? My point is, this is how you do it. I could just sell a book, but why would I do that, Jerome? That don't make no sense. Why would I just sell a book? Anyway, I ain't got time for that. What I want to do is I want to put it out there in a way that's irresistible to grab. Make myself stand out. But I'm not trying to sell a book. I'm trying to make sure by the time I'm done, people are paying me to write another book. You understand what I'm saying? I want them to pay me to write another book. I want them to say, Mr. Smith, please, what can we do to have you release a book by fall of 2024? And that's what I want them to do. And I just gave you my blueprint, and I ain't even charge you. You understand? Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't play it better. You can dominate. Thank you all so much. You enjoy your Friday.
Yes, love you.
I hope you all enjoy it. You look splendid. You look splendid. One day my dress is going to catch up with Sheena's one day. I'm going to get them there.
Oh, have a good weekend.
Yes. All right, y'all go ahead. Enjoy. Love you.
Love you more.
All right, everybody. Y'all hang
in. Love you more. Thank you.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter. And that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.